Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, A New Covenant, Hebrews 8, already in progress.
It says he chastens them he loves. So when you don't walk in obedience to his word, he chastens you. I don't like the razor strap. Do you, Michael? Not at all. Not at all. Guarantee. Oh, goodness. When we grow up, most of us, of course, my mother, I don't know how Michael's mother was. She might have been like my mother. My mother would go out to the garden and get a little peach limb. Man, that little peach limb, she could wear your legs out with that. She could make a good boy out of you in a hurry. You too, huh, Dad? Same thing. Well, so you had to go get it. Oh, wow. Oh, goodness gracious. So there's not anything like the curse falling upon you. So we want the blessings to fall upon us. And he says he shows mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So that's what I'd much rather do. I'd rather love the Lord and keep his commandments and do what he says and get to see him bless us. Verse 7 says, you shall not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. What do you think it means to take God's name in vain? Somebody jumps up and says, G.D. Is that taking his name in vain? Oh, yeah. But what if somebody in church, you say something to somebody says, oh, Jesus. What do you think about that? That's in vain too. That's right, Michael. Amen. That's right. And how many people do you know in Christians it makes me cringe when we're talking and somebody says, oh God. You know, they're not talking, they're not worshiping him. They're just using his name in vain, loosely. Be careful of your words. Jesus says there, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. I mean, if you take his name in vain, I mean, there's going to be a consequence along the line somewhere. You may never put it together. You may not realize that the times that you have all these problems and trials and tests, they were due to demons because they were allowed to torment you because you used his name in vain. But most people that I've come in contact with have no idea what's going on the earth. No idea that what's bringing your sickness and disease, what's allowing you to be tormented, but it's your sin. Your sin is allowing you to be tormented by evil spirits. And when you get rid of your sin, then you have to drive away these devils. I mean, these devils, I mean, they're beasts, you know, it's just like here a while back. I was over at a place over in Fort Worth, and there was another man teaching, and after he got through teaching, there was 400 or 500 people there that night, a pretty large group, and I was going to go down, I had a couple of questions I wanted to ask him, so I thought, well, at prayer time, I'll go down and see if I might accidentally get a chance to ask him a question. He is a really a good faith man. But I went down there, and when I began to get down there, I began to run into people that I knew. I mean, you know, hey, Thurman, what are you doing here? I said, well, I come over to listen to this guy teach the word. And then all of a sudden, a woman walked up to me. She said, Thurman Scrivener, I've heard your teaching. She said, you believe everything's a demon. I said, yes, ma'am, I believe everything's a demon. That's bad. She said, well, I've got a bone spur in my foot with a big old pad on it, and I can hardly walk, and don't you tell me that's a demon. I said, well, would you like to get healed or not? Well, she said, well, that's what I come down here. I want him to pray for me. I said, it's a demon. She said, it is not a demon. I reached up and grabbed her by the shoulders. And I said, come out of her, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus. I said, now then, stomp your foot. It's gone. She stepped down. She said, my goodness, it doesn't hurt. I said, take your shoe off. She took her shoe off and had a big old pad at the bottom. I said, put your foot on the floor. Stand on it. It ain't no pain there. She said, my goodness, it is gone. It's not hurting. I said, I told you it was a devil. I told you it was a demon. All you have to do is kick him out. But see, we don't understand that. We don't believe that the devil, but I mean, that he's the one doing this. But Jesus, our King, when he came to this earth, what did he do? Cast out demons and heal the sick. So he says, as the Father has sent me to do his will, so I send you, you go and do likewise. Well, what did Jesus do? He cast out demons. And when he cast out demons and healed the sick, what do you got to do? Cast out demons and heal the sick. I mean, you never know how many people that I've seen in my life that have had stomach problems or shoulder problems or back problems or you name it, that I have reached up and laid my hand on him and said, you devil of hell, come out of them in the name of Jesus. And that's all I've said. And they were healed. I have seen that no telling how many times in my life. So, even myself. I mean, it's happened to me. I've had them myself. And when I rebuke them and they leave, well, I get healed. It's amazing how simple it is when you see it. Then he says here in verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Then he says, 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. But the seventh day you're supposed to rest. Well, I have to repent, Lord. Somebody come to me the other day and said, Thurman, you're going to have to take a day off. I said, well, gee, I don't know how I'd take it. I work for Jesus 24/7. He said, even Jesus wants you to take a day off. I said, well, okay, I'm going to have to do it. He said, the Lord put that on my heart for me to come tell you, you need to take a day off. So for a week or two, I tried. But there was a man came to church with us the other day. We picked him up early that morning, and we brought him to church with us that afternoon. And we got home about 1 o'clock that night. He said, wow, your Sundays are busy. I said, well, this is a pretty normal Sunday for us. I mean, we go all day long. You know, we go pray for people, and that Sunday we went out and prayed for someone, and then time you get home. You know, a lot of times it's 12, 1 o'clock at night when we get home. And then when we get home, our day don't stop. He went to bed, and we had other things to do. So there's a lot of times when we get home from church on Sunday, we don't get to bed till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning. It happens quite often. But he says, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it you shall do no work, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates. Everybody's supposed to rest one day. I'm trying, Lord. I'm trying to take that day off. For in 6 days even the Lord made heaven and earth. And son, if I made heaven and earth in 6 days and I rested on the seventh, you can take a day off. You don't have to work 7 days a week. I think if he can do that, surely we can take a day off, right? He says, honor your father and your mother that your days may be long upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now, you know, that's a commandment of God that most people don't realize he really means what he says, but I was talking to a man the other day, and he was about my age. In fact, I think he was a few years older than me. I believe he said he was 70. And he said, you know, I had a brother, but he died at 50. And I said, let me ask you a question. Both of y'all were born within a couple of years of each other? He said, oh, yeah. And lived at home together. I said, did you honor your parents? Oh, yeah. He said, you know, I always obeyed mom and dad. I never give them any trouble. I said, how about your brother? Did he do that too? Oh, no. He said, well, brother was a totally different thing. So, you know, he was kind of rough on mom and dad. And especially when he got past 18 or so, he kind of called dad the old man and mom the old woman and stuff like that. He said he didn't really honor mom and dad at all. And I said, and he only lived 50. What was the reason for his death? He said he just had a sudden heart attack and died at 50. Isn't that amazing? You know, who would ever stop and put this together? You know, if we were to check this book, we live by this book, and this book is true, and it don't make no difference if you believe it or not, your life is going to be based around these scriptures. God holds you accountable for everything in this book. And he says, honor your father and your mother. You think he meant that? Sure he did. Honor your father and your mother. And then he says, that your days may be long upon the land. which the Lord thy God gives you. So if you do not honor your mother and father, guess what? Get ready to die early because you ain't going to live to be an old man. Now then, can you repent? Yeah, you can. If you're still alive and you've made that mistake, repent and ask God to forgive you and then honor your mother and father and start doing what He said. And who knows? It may increase your life significantly. If God said it, I believe Him, don't you, Michael? I mean, He says, honor mom and daddy. I guarantee I'm honored mine. You know, I respected my mother and my dad. I helped them. I did everything I could do to help my mother and dad. But I just thought that's what all children are supposed to do, help mom and daddy. But I had a good mother and daddy, though. Praise God, did I have a good mother and daddy. Then He says in verse 13, He says, you shall not kill. This is the old law we're reading now. You shall not kill. Then He says, you shall not commit adultery. Did you know somebody told me something? They called me at the minister center the other day, and they said, we need prayer for this little girl. She's pregnant. I said, okay, does she go to church? Yes, she does. She goes to a certain church in a certain area, in a certain city, wasn't around here anywhere close. And I said, well, what about the boy? I mean, you know, I said, how old is he? Oh, she's only like 24 or 5 or something. And she's pregnant. She's going to have a hard time. This is her first baby and so on. I said, well, she married? They said, no, she's not married. I said, well, you know, if she goes to church, the pastor ought to be teaching them that they're not supposed to have sex out of wedlock. And said, well, the pastor is married and has 4 children, but he's the father of this child. You want to know why there ain't no power in our churches? A 24-year-old girl. And this woman said, I know this girl told me about this, but said, I'm hesitant to tell anybody because said, if the word gets out and he's been sleeping with this 24-year-old girl committing adultery, said he's got 4 children and he's like 40 and his children are way on up there and said it's going to bust the marriage wide open, going to break the heart of all the kids and going to cause a divorce between him and his wife. I thought to myself, how do you pray in a situation like that? What do you do? I mean, here I am saying the pastor ought to be teaching the people what the Word says, and he's the one that's committing the adultery.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled A New Covenant, Hebrews 8, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.